Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey y'all, it's Erica. Listen, this episode, I'm so excited for you guys to hear. Me and Mila really got to dig deep, ask each other some questions that as friends, I don't think we've ever asked or even thought to ask one another. This game that we play is pretty amazing, and I'm really excited for you guys to tune in and listen to all the gems and things that come up during the episode. But I did want to give you a little heads up. We did have some audio issues for the first 10 minutes of the episode. Nothing major, but hey, it's podcasting. We're listening. I want you to know that we did get it together after about 10 minutes. So just bear with us. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Make sure you click the link in our bio to come to our retreat in Costa Rica. We are almost sold out. And I really, really want to make sure you guys get to come, tap into your self-care, tap into your divine femininity, take time from those badass kids and bring that ass to the jungle. So make sure you click the link in our bio to reserve your spot. But anyway, enjoy.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And it's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, honey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
You're the only person in the world that will call me honey.
Why? You don't like it?
Do you like when women call you honey?
I think you know I'm not saying it in a condescending
no,
way.
No, I know. But do you like when women call you honey?
If it's condescending, no.
Even in general, you like when you don't mind when people call you honey?
I feel like I'm not triggered by it unless it feels like, bitch, you're being smart. But when I say honey, I'm just
ask that because I know like a lot of people will be like, that bitch called me honey. Do not call me honey. I am nobody's motherfucking honey. Or is it just me?
I call my boo's honey too. Like if I have a boo, I'm like, yes, honey.
No, I know.
It's like if it's like a bitch that I don't know, I'm like, thanks, honey. Like that's different. But I'm not that type of bitch. I don't talk like that in general. So call me honey. Let me see how it sounds.
Hey, honey. How are you? How are you doing, honey? You good, honey?
I'm good.
I feel like everyone thinks I'm condescending. So everything.
Yeah, I was gonna say you.
Everything I see
is open for you. We used to call my great-grandmother honey.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That was her name. That's not her name. That's what we called her. So I don't know. I know what you mean, though. Want me to think of something
no,
else?
No. It just came to my mind because I know that you say that often. And I often wondered how you felt about people calling you honey because I know that you're particular about certain things. And I know that women aren't particular about sweetie, honey.
Sweetie, I don't like. Don't call me sweetie. I don't like that.
No matter if it's condescending or not.
If it's not condescending, I'm not going to be triggered by it. But I feel like sweetie is, like, from someone you don't know, is generally condescending. Or bitch, this is a very prime example that bitches are crazy. Bitches are crazy. Call me honey, but not honey, but sweetie, no. Like, what? Bitch,
the fuck does that mean? Oh, my God. Anyway, well.
But you know what? I think my kindness, like, I'm very nice, mostly. I think some people, like New York women, I think people take it as disingenuous. But it's just my personality.
Mm. Well, I know you're a genuine ass bitch, so.
Anyway, if you see me in the streets and I call you honey, I'm not being disingenuous. Erica on the other end, maybe.
I might. I mean, I probably won't, but, you know, people always get the wrong impression, so, you know, there's that.
Anyway, how's your week? Anything new going on?
I went to the beach yesterday, which was nice, with Nirlin and our girls, and I just chilled. It was a really nice day. I haven't had a break from motherhood in, like, since we got back from Costa Rica, pretty much. So it's been like almost 3.5 weeks that I've had Ivy every single day.
I thought she didn't go over there at all with that father?
No, the father is gone.
For like 1 day? 2 days?
He like picked her up from school and dropped her back off to me.
Wow.
With that father? No, he's on tour, and so, you know, and my mom is also on tour.
She's a rapper.
And my dad is also on tour.
Your dad's on tour? Wow.
I don't have the typical grandparents that are sitting their ass down waiting to take their grandchildren in.
I am so grateful for those typical motherfucking grandparents that I have. Like, not on my side, but on the other side. Whew! If one thing I chose right is I chose the good grandparents.
Yeah, no, I need a break, and I knew I wasn't gonna get one, so I was like, hey, Maryland, you wanna go to the beach and our kids can babysit each other?
Yeah.
And that's what happened. I went shopping. I bought a really cute ass toe ring that I'm not wearing right now. I think toe rings are my new jam.
I love toe rings, but they hurt.
I think I don't have it on because the middle of the night I got fed up and I fucking ripped it off.
It's like they hurt. I want anyone that's comfortable. Also, like, I think I make my anklets too tight because I always end up popping. But I love body jewelry.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stack up my toes.
That'll be cute. I want some toe rings. I want to get my nipples pierced again, but I'm scared. Because I know I'm not having no babies for, like, ever or a long ass time. I took mine out when I was like 9 months pregnant. It like sucks. You know, I don't like to wear bras.
Oof, I don't know. My areolas are fucking huge, so I feel like nipple piercings are just not gonna be
true. I mean, this is literally the most painful thing you could ever do. I don't even know why I said that. I'm totally lying.
I remember when I got my tongue pierced, I was on mushrooms. Actually, piercing your tongue doesn't hurt. It really does not hurt. It's the aftermath that hurts. Well, I was also on mushrooms, so there's that. But
why would you do it on mushrooms?
Because why not? When you're 18 in New York City and you're on mushrooms, why not get your tongue pierced? And also, my friend got her nipples pierced on mushrooms.
Oh, I know. That shit hurt like a mother.
Yeah, it did. And that's why I was like, I watched it happen. I was like, oh, hell no, I ain't doing that shit. The mushrooms did not do shit for her.
They don't do shit. I think the only way I'd do it again is if I had two piercers.
At the same time.
Pierce them at the same time. Because that second one, when you know what that first one feels like, bitch.
It's like the eyebrow waxing or like coochie wax.
Ooh, that coochie wax is hard. Man, women do a lot of shit.
I think I'm gonna wax my coochie. It has been a lot.
I can wax it for you.
Bitch, you waxed my mustache once and you were so aggressive. I'm scared.
You were moving.
Bitch,
you were being so mean to me.
You were being so mean. I was like, is that how you treat your clients?
No, but like, first of all, we're standing in the kitchen and you're like backing up. Like, bitch, how am I supposed to wax you?
My coochie gonna be backing up. You, okay?
You laid the fuck down.
I did like sugar waxing once, and that was like the least, is that what it is?
Sugar, yeah. Sugar.
It was the least painful experience I've had, but I haven't waxed in probably like 5 years.
My pussy's allergic to waxing. It just doesn't work.
I usually shave, but I'm like a nature woman right now.
I'm so hairy. I was like, this is.
So I was like, I might as well just wax it. Like, fuck shaving. I've grown it to the point of waxing, and I don't want it to come back for at least 3 weeks, so.
Do it.
I think I'm going to do it. Anyway, enough about my coochie and...
Your forest coochie. Our forest.
And my mushroom tongue ring experience. Do we have a card today, Mama?
Oh, of course we do. We're pulling a lot of pentacles lately. It's all, a lot of money happening because we're rich bitches. Today's card we pulled is the 7 of Pentacles. And... Oh, no, my telephone. And the 7 of Pentacles... First of all, I've learned... through my picking every Wednesday is that pentacles usually have to do with finances. The 7 of Pentacles shows you understand the value of putting in time and energy now for longer term rewards and have strong desire to invest in sustainable results. You are not looking for quick wins. You also want to make sure you're putting your attention on the right areas instead of wasting time and effort on tasks that will not deliver any value. When this card appears in a tarot reading, when it is an invitation to step back from the day-to-day operations and look at the bigger picture, celebrate what you have created, and assess your progress so far. Are you on track? Are you focused on the right task for your goal? Similarly, if you're planning for the future, the 7 of Pentacles encourages you to take a long-term view and assess where you can best invest your time and energy for the maximum output. You do not want to keep putting your heart and soul into something if you won't reap the rewards for your work. And you have undoubtedly seen that some areas in your life are just energy sappers. Wow. It could go for a lot of things, not just finances.
Mm-hmm.
If you were working hard and putting an extra effort into something challenging and important for the last few months, the endeavors or project is near its culmination. Rest assured, your work will pay off. You are likely to see financial or other tangible rewards for all of your hard work.
I've been manifesting this. This has been under my candle every moon. Just like basically all my efforts being fruitful, all the things that I've been putting in, and removing the things that I'm putting energy into that are not reaping, that are not fruitful, so that I can create space.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that deeply. You know, I'm queen of putting my efforts into places that may not be fruitful, but like that's more like people, not necessarily financially or something. I don't like do a lot of pyramid schemes or anything like that.
Not yet.
That's not my thing. It's not my thing. Jam. But you know, I'd be loving on people and then like, are you my husband? Probably not, but I still love you. Stay. Stay forever. You're not my husband, no, but just stay with me because then I win. I think women do that in general though, but I do feel like we've been working very, very, very hard in our business and in our brand. And I keep saying this like to you and to my friends, it's like, I know we're really close. I'm like, there's like, I we're clear about what it is that we're trying to achieve, but there's just like this little gap of like, oh, well, it's just, we're not rich yet. So
there's that part.
There's the part that we're not rich. So if we get rich, wow, it's gonna go crazy over here.
We are rich. We are rich in mind, body, and spirit.
This is true. We are rich.
Our kids are healthy. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are healthy. We woke up this morning. Everything works properly. Thank God. You know, we are rich. We're rich in so many other more important ways. And all that shit will come because we have to stop thinking. We have to what did she call it? The wealth witch. I guess it was like a deficit in our,
scarcity.
That scarcity complex and like in money and finances. Mm. And it bleeds into all areas of life. So
not having enough. Yeah.
What were you about to say?
I don't know. When does this come out? I'll tell you off the mic.
Okay.
I haven't told any of those stories, so I'll tell you off the mic.
Cool. Sure.
Anyway, do you have an affirmation for us today?
Today's affirmation is,
I am rich in more ways than one.
I am rich in more ways than one.
I am rich in more ways than one. Did you have one?
No. Okay. That was great. Okay. You know, whatever inspires you, Luke. Kidding.
We're rich. We are rich bitches.
I am rich. I am that bitch. I'm not going to take your shit. I am going to get that bag. Wait, what's the song called?
I don't know. It sounds like
it
to me.
I am rich. I am that bitch. Okay, whatever.
Insert song here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're rich in love and friendship and wealth. We're loved. I'm not, like, complaining at all. So, you're right.
Well, I'm excited because we have been, like, sort of playing this game, but not really fully playing this game. And I think it's time to finally play this game. And if you guys haven't heard of We're Not Really Strangers, it's a card game. It's a purpose-driven card game, and it's basically supposed to kind of peel back the layers of perception, connection, and reflection amongst friends. And
lovers.
And lovers, and you're my best friend. And I feel like we know each other really well, but there's always more. There's always, you know, things that maybe aren't unsaid or need to be said.
What better place to do it than in front of everyone?
Yeah, you know, we love to just peel back our layers right here.
You have no idea how often Erica and I have addressed things between us for the first time on the mic.
True.
Like, I have something to tell you right now. Not 20 minutes ago before we started this shit. I gotta tell you something right this
fucking moment.
Okay, so we're getting into it. We're not really strangers.
Okay, so I'm gonna read the instructions, just this first part, because I thought it was funny the way they worded it, and also we have to do it. So
okay. Wait. First of all, we planned this last night, and this morning I forgot. So on the way over, when I thought about it, because she forgot the cards, I went to go pick them up. I'm like, do I feel like getting deep in shit this morning? But no, I don't have a choice.
Yep, you have no choice.
It would be this like sensitive ass bitch who's concerned about getting deep in the morning.
Meanwhile, the one who's like, don't ask me anything.
Yeah, I don't want to ask me a question. I'll give you all my advice. Tell me all your secrets. I'll tell you exactly what you need to do. Don't ask me shit.
Okay, so sit facing one another with level one cards facing down. Now stare deeply into each other's eyes. Seriously, stare deep into each other's eyes. The first to blink draws first. Okay, so are you ready? Okay. Are these face down? I don't.
Yes, because you can't see them.
Oh. I think, how are they all? I think so.
I don't know. They're all. I don't know. I took them out of the wrapping and they were flip flopped, so apparently that's how it's supposed to be. Okay, so staring competition, ready?
Let's go.
My eyes are already burning. I didn't realize it was really.
You blinked!
It wasn't a blink!
You blinked twice, bitch. I'm looking.
Okay, fine. Eyelash glue.
I'm like, I'm looking at you. Blink.
Okay, so I have to pick first?
Yeah, level one. Let's
go. Okay, here we go. Level one is perception. Who do you think my celebrity crush is?
Yaya? That guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Why?
True. Do you know who Yaya is, guys? He's surprised. Fuck. And actually, Trap Yoga Bay went to school with him.
Oh, I can't wait to be. I look. We gotta hang out with her. We gotta run into him. So then she'd be like, "Oh my god, we went to high school together." We could be like, "Hey."
And actually, I opened my trunk. Why did I? I don't ever buy magazines, but I must have bought his cover of like Essence magazine. It was in my trunk, and I opened it yesterday, and I was like, "Should I throw it away? Do you think I threw that shit away?"
Fuck
no.
No,
I didn't throw that shit away.
Got it. Just if anyone can hear and knows Jadetta. That's mine. Make the link. Put us in a DM together or something. DM. Okay.
Here.
Does yours say wild card?
Is that wild card?
It says wild card.
Yeah, that means you have to pick it. You have to just make some shit up.
Ask and answer the next question in a different accent. Hello there.
This next question?
Oh, okay. So this is the wild card that I have to do it in an accent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's so funny. Luna just asked me if I can do an English accent. And I was like, not that good, but we could practice. Do I remind you of anyone? No, bitch, because I'm one of a fucking kind.
No, you don't. You don't remind me of anyone because you are one of a kind. I've never met a creature like you, bitch.
Oh, why thank you, dear. not to be confused with honey. My dear. I feel like English people say, yes, dear, thank you, more tea. I get English and Australian fucked up that. I'm in the Crocodile Dundee quickly. Okay.
Okay, next. What character would I play in a movie?
Any character, because you're an actress.
That's my bitch!
I have to still... Okay, that's good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Finish the sentence. Just by looking at you, I think...
You're a witch.
Okay.
What do you think I'm most likely to splurge on?
Like a traveling.
You are my bitch. That's my bitch.
I was like, if we're rich, that's okay. Let me just go for right now. Do I seem like someone who would get a name tattooed on myself? Why or why not?
Yes, because you fucking love. I'm surprised you don't have all your niggas tatted all over your fucking body.
One of my niggas just asked me recently, like, get my name tattooed, and I was like, Erica would kill me. I'm like, in English.
What you mean? It's the same shit in any language, bitch.
I was like, where?
Of course he's going to say over your pussy or something.
No, it was
shit.
Like on my collarbone. And I was like,
your collarbone?
I was like, so...
Okay, that's a bit much.
Right?
That's too...
The fact that I even asked. the fact that I considered, oh, Erica would be so mad. Where? What language? You're right. Fuck. You know me. I have my baby daddy's name tattooed on me for like a month.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
When that dragon is.
Oh.
And then my dad found the receipt in the office, because I'm dumb, but what tattoo artist writes a receipt? Lower back, Bobby. It literally said Bobby in quotes. Oh my god, we're gonna have to quote
at this point. I don't think
we've never
okay, we'll
okay.
Blur it out. Oh shit, we don't have timestamps. What time is that?
Whatever.
We don't have our podcast.
Joe, George.
Our podcast producer isn't here today, so we have no notes being taken.
Okay.
Okay.
He'll be fine.
How many speeding tickets do you think I've gotten in my life?
Two.
None, bitch.
I've gotten two.
Never.
Over
and everyone is always complaining about my driving, yet I have never gotten a speeding ticket. I've only gotten a cell phone ticket. And any car accident I've ever been in has not been my fault.
That's not true. Okay. It's totally not true.
It's true. It's a fact.
Wild card. Close your eyes. What color is my shirt?
Me?
Yeah.
Gray.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Do I seem like more of a creative or analytical type? Explain.
Creative. You're a little analytical. You're more analytical than me, but you're more definitely more creative.
Explain why.
It's just how you were born, sweetie. It's just who you are. You're just.
I was born this way.
I don't know why. God made you this way. You like to create shit. Photo shoots, podcasts, 400 businesses.
Fair.
What was your first impression of me?
Lucky.
Why?
Because
I was skinny?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, because you were skinny. I remember specifically in the pool when because you came over and we went swimming that first day, and you were breastfeeding Luna like in the pool, and I was really jealous. I was, because I was like, I had at that point kind of given up on breastfeeding. I kind of felt like a failure, and I kind of felt like I wasn't a good mom because couldn't do it. And I was like, oh my God, look at her. She's just like effortlessly milk flowing from her titties. Meanwhile, I'm like, let me go get the bottle of the Nutrigen or whatever the fuck I was feeding my daughter.
Oh, no, babe.
And I think you were, yeah, you were still with your baby daddy at the time. I felt like you had it more together than I did.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why the fuck you thought that. I was not well.
Yeah, but actually the first time was it saw you or met you?
Just your first impression of me.
My impression, okay, so actually my first, yeah, it was lucky because the first impression was actually not even when I met you. It was on Instagram. And I was like, how the fuck is this bitch so cute pregnant? The fuck? She's like skinny with just a bump and then had this baby and still looks the same. Like I literally felt like a slob. I was like, how the fuck? Who is this bitch? I need to know her. Fuck her.
Fuck her. I want to be her friend. Oh, babe. I thought you were lucky too because you got engaged and it was a fat ass ring. I'm like, they're probably doing great over there. And I was drowning.
I should have never. I was literally thinking about that on the freeway the other day. That I should have never given that ring back.
You should have never. I tell you that all the time.
Ladies, listen up. If you are about to break up with your fiance, husband, don't you fucking dare give that ring back.
Especially if that motherfucker fucked up. It is yours forever. You should have thought about that shit before you fucked it up and fucked up the contract.
I just knew. You know what it was? I was so angry when all of our shit went down the way it did and hurt. And I knew that he had worked so hard to give me that ring because it was fat. It was a big ass diamond that I was like, I don't want this shit. So I just threw it at him. I'm sure that fucking ring is like three chains right now.
For sure.
He's got like three fucking diamond chains off that shit.
He could have that shit because I'll buy you a ring.
And I was thinking, damn, I could have bought my titties with that ring like my mom did.
I'm going to buy you a ring.
My mom bought her titties with my dad's engagement ring.
It's beautiful.
It could have just been repeating history. Essentially, that's what I'm doing anyway.
You could be like me and get nothing. But a baby, so no boobs, no ring, just sorrow, sadness,
just sorrow,
time wasted.
Okay, what do you think is the hardest part of what I do for a living?
Everything, all of it. It's hard juggling, balancing. I think balancing is the hardest part.
Amen.
What about me intrigues you?
I feel like you are much better at, like, even though like you're a people person and you're an oversharer, I feel like you are more of a less of an open book than I am in ways. And I think people, yeah, because you have your own little secret life over there. You do. You be doing weird shit on the weekends and I have no idea about it.
What are you
Not
talking
necessarily
about?
Weird. I just feel like you have a lot of different things about like that you do that I don't know, which is fine because you should do that. But I feel like I'm a more of an open book with my friends. Like I'm going to tell you like what's happening all the time, the status of my dating relationships, like what should I do? Whereas like I think that you keep things a little more close to the belt. And I think most people would be shocked by that because you probably share more on the podcast than I do. But in our personal life and just knowing you, I think that intrigues me.
I do some shit on the weekends.
It's not like, Gemini. It's
I'm like, let me tell you what I did 2 weeks ago. I forgot to tell you.
It's the Gemini in you. And that's why I think I'm very attracted to Geminis because you're hard to figure out.
That's crazy because I think I'm the most too openness. Bitch, can you please shut the fuck up sometimes? Ass book. Girl, close the book. Okay. Nobody needs to read it. Fuck. Too honest. Like sometimes you need to shut the fuck up, Jamila. Damn.
What about me is the most strange or unfamiliar to you?
What's the most strange or unfamiliar? Unfamiliar, I don't know. At this point, everything's very familiar. Strange, maybe doing some strange shit. This is difficult. What is the most strange or unfamiliar? I'm trying to think of like the strangest thing I've seen you do. I really hate that you keep putting almond butter in every fucking smoothie. Jesus Christ. It's the most fucking cardboard additive to a smoothie so you could good. Ever. I hate it.
It adds protein.
Yuck.
It's not strange.
You know what's really strange is your flexitarian diet and then you bashing me publicly. Bitch eats pork fucking tacos only in Mexico and shit. And I'm like, you eat terribly. I'm like, bitch, the fuck? I know you. You know that, right?
Whatever.
What do my shoes tell you about me?
Your shoes
tell other than that I'm a stripper.
That you are a stripper and that you love... I feel like you're stuck in the 2000s sometimes. You're stuck in the early 2000s.
A certain shoe looks good on me.
Like the late 99s, early 2000s, Spice Girls.
I'm sure. I like...
Everything with a platform.
I like big,
the fact that
tall
you
shoes.
Went crazy to find these specific shoes. Guys, look at them. We're holding it up to the camera. You see these? She was like Googling for her life trying to find cork platformed stripper shoes with clear
platform 6-inch platforms. Yes, that's true.
I haven't seen someone wear those since Fran Drescher, honestly.
You know how long it took me to find them?
I know, because you were looking for weeks.
I don't like the new school shoes. These are the ones that look good on me. And those really weren't the ones that I wanted. There was another one that Steve Madden used to make, but that's...
They're out of style.
They're not. They're not. I like the wooden bottoms. Like, what are they? Clogs? No. Remember candy?
Basically.
I know what I like.
You had it right. Do you think I've ever checked an ex's phone for evidence?
For sure.
It's a fact. I haven't checked many, though, because I've always felt so violated. I've always dated such, like, possessive men that I really made an effort to not look. And I really genuinely think if you look, you're going to find some shit that you're not going to like. Like, and sometimes I like to live in the space of, like, I don't know what's happening, because inevitably I trust the universe is always going to give me the information. And she always does. So I don't really go through people's phones. But I have. I definitely check my baby daddy's phone. I can count on one hand how many times. Probably 3 times.
I've done it. My baby daddy was a liar, though. Most niggas are liars. I'll do it, like, casually. I'll look over, especially if you slip and it's just next to me and it's open. But I feel the same way. If you look, you shall find some shit. One time, I was so determined to, like, get a good look in it. My baby daddy fell asleep. I don't know if I put the phone by his face so he recognized. Then I left the house, got into the car, locked the door. This nigga must have woke up, realized his phone was missing, came outside.
What?
I was like, fuck you, through the window.
And when he was like banging, you were going through his phone?
I was like trying to drive off.
Oh, you're psycho. Wow, they both are crazy. Okay.
What's the first thing you noticed about me?
Your small physique.
I'm very small, you guys. Not very small. I'm thicker than a Snicker. But for some reason, when people see me, they're always like, oh, my God, you're so small. You're so much shorter than Erica. I am. I'm like 6 inches shorter than Erica. How tall are you?
5'6".
Yeah, I'm 6 inches shorter than Erica.
I don't feel that way, though.
I don't either.
Whenever we do take pictures, I'm like, wow, I am bigger than you.
It's because I'm big in spirit.
Do I seem like a coffee or tea person, sweetened or unsweetened?
Coffee, one yellow Splenda. That is it. Almond milk.
Accurate.
Wow, we go together. Why do I get... I'm a wild girl. I get all the wild cards. Draw a picture together for 30 seconds.
We need to draw one.
Together?
I don't have a pencil.
I'm a better drawer anyway.
What?
You see that pic? Okay, I'll show you my pictures. What do you think my go-to karaoke song is? Wait, I just want to, before you say this, I just want you to know I have a notes in my phone and it just says karaoke. I'm not a frequenter of karaoke. I haven't gone in years, but just in case, they're in my phone. There's two.
Officially missing you, Tamia.
I requested that. Okay.
I saw you request it, so I know it's a fact.
Another one is, silly of me to think that you could ever really want me to.
Okay.
That, I like that
Who
one.
Who sings
too.
That?
It's in my phone. I forgot.
I mean, I know that song. I just thought maybe you knew.
Okay.
Wait, let's see how many you have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, we have 6 more rounds, guys, before we move on to connection.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you were to buy me a present knowing nothing about me other than what I look like, what would it be?
Gold.
Yeah?
That's because I like gold.
What the bitch is my present?
Okay, but if I don't know you, gold. Everybody likes jewelry. I would buy you something expensive. You look like a rich bitch.
Okay, yeah, I like that. I'm a rich bitch.
Not, yeah, I like that. I like that. What does my phone wallpaper tell you about me?
6 years.
Wallpaper tell you about me?
You've always had?
Yeah.
That you haven't updated it in 6 years.
Wait, first of all, it's me and Luna when she was like two, but let me tell you how it got here. One time my best friend made a comment about another mom that the child wasn't on her wallpaper, and I was like, am I a bad mom because I don't have my kid on my wallpaper? And I changed it and I never changed it back. I literally don't look at, like, I don't look at it. But you know what? Quick tip that I did do before I got pregnant. You should make a collage and make it your wallpaper, but you should put it all the things that you're aspiring to get. You should make your wallpaper a vision board.
Amen.
Cousin Chris told me that. And I had it briefly. And actually, a little girl was on there because I really wanted to have a girl. And I got a girl.
Aww.
So there you go.
Shit works. Wild card. Write down something others would never guess about you just by looking at you. Both players compare.
I've had at least 6 wet dreams about Eminem. Eminem?
Yeah.
It's better than fucking Howard Stern. And 6, though? That's like you came?
Yeah.
I'm grossed out. I don't even know if we're actually friends. I'm shocked.
It started when I was like...
Stop.
I think my first one, I was around age 15.
Okay, well.
And then it's carried on through adulthood. I don't know what.
If anyone knows Eminem, this is my second time kind of hearing you say that, and I'm always trying to act like I didn't hear it.
Mila, I'm a sub and a dom. I'm pretty sure people know this too. Okay, well.
I look innocent though.
Do you?
I think so. This is the dumbest. Do I look kind?
Yes.
Explain.
You just have an inviting demeanor about you, which is why I've always told you, like, you are a light, like, literally, like, the light in the house that all the bugs, like, fucking just, like, anywhere we go, Mila will make a friend. If you ever want to go to an event and you just need that friend who is going to be able to hold her own, call Mila. Like, she's that friend. You don't got to worry. She going to probably leave you and go somewhere else with some other people.
It's true. If you think the night is over and I met friends that are doing something else, I'm probably going to stay with them. Oh, you're just going home? I'm going to just stay with George and Jill over here. Don't worry. I'll be fine.
This is exactly what happened in Nashville. I was like, where are you going?
And always I'm like, why did you let me go? The next day, I'm like, why didn't you just make me leave? You know, I need to be told. There's been so many times in my mind, I'm like, bitch, you've got, I don't know. I've literally reflected, like, you didn't do nothing that time. It's literally your face. Like, why are we talking to this person 20 minutes later still? You're walking down the street. You have shit to do.
Okay, this is the last one. Do you think I fall in love easily? Why or why not?
I don't think you fall in love easily. I think you fall in love more easy than you think, though.
You think?
Well, bitch, I just heard about the romantic gift you just gave a guy.
That doesn't mean I love him.
No, I don't think you fall. No, I definitely fall in love easier than Erica.
I think I used to fall in love really easy. I always had boyfriends, like back-to-back-to-back boyfriends.
Oh, yeah.
I think that I think I have.
You retired?
I have a boundary. I have a boundary up, which is like, I get scared sometimes. I'm like, am I capable of loving someone like how I used to love before? Like selfish, like totally selflessly? Maybe not, because I don't know if that's healthy for me, but yeah.
Okay, round two.
Round two.
Level two. Have you ever told someone I love you but didn't mean it? If so, why?
Yes, during sex.
Because they kept saying it?
Because I did feel like I loved them during sex.
Fair.
I was like, I love you. I love this dick. And then when we were done, I was like, I don't love you. And now
I
love
the dick.
And now you think I loved you because I fucked you like I loved you. And now I'm fucked.
Yeah, no.
Literally and figuratively. What is the last thing you lied to your mother about, Jamila?
I know you're not talking. I don't know, probably like paying a parking ticket. My parents are very annoying to me. They're always bitching, so I'm probably lying a lot. Like, shut up. Yeah, it's done. Yeah, I did do that. They still think I live in the back room. Wild card. Admit something.
Admit something. I am scared of full success because I don't know how I'll maintain it.
I feel you, girl.
Yeah. I'm scared of being successful in ways because I don't know how I'll maintain it. It's like one of my biggest fears of like, okay, I work so hard. I get all this shit and then it's here. And then I'm like, how do I keep this shit?
Yeah, that's scary. Like as you grow in anything, you're like, damn, I got this apartment. How am I going to pay this fucking rent? Oh, damn, I got this car. Oh, damn. Like I got this business and now we have employees and people, fuck, shit, must keep going. It's scary. Mm-hmm.
Girl, so the other night I was masturbating and my vibrator died. So I was like, cool, no problem. Open up my drawer. You know, I'm the queen of vibrators. I pulled another one out. Bitch, that one died too.
No.
I was like, God doesn't want me to have pleasure. Okay. So that's why I was like, yo, I need to find a vibrator. First of all, that stays charged. Second of all, that will let me know when it's going to die. Satisfyer. Satisfyer is an amazing sexual wellness brand that has an app called Satisfyer Connect, which will literally tell you when your battery device is gonna die. Not only that, you and your partner can use the app to play with power dynamics. You can take control of your partner's device or give up control to see what your partner has in store for you. It's just overall sexy, and never again will I be put in this god-awful position.
Wow, that's a game changer because everybody knows your vibrator always dies at the worst possible time. And not only that, with the Connect app, you can connect with anyone around the world and they can control your device for you. And right now, Satisfyer is giving all of our listeners 30% off if you go to satisfyer.com and use promo code GMBC30.
Again, if you're looking for one of our favorite new devices, go to satisfyer.com. That's SATISFYER.com and use promo code GMBC30 for 30% off. Happy vibrating. Let's talk razor bumps because I'm traumatized.
I hate them.
I literally avoid shaving, but I know that I can't wax either because it's so painful. So I've just been out here looking like a hairy beast, but no more.
Me too. Me too.
But not anymore. Thanks to Athena Club's razor, I get no razor bumps. And on top of that, the razor has shea butter and hyaluronic acid, which is the holy grail for skincare, and leaves my lady parts smooth, my legs moisturized, and I don't have any razor bumps anymore.
Not only that, Athena Club Razor is designed with built-in skin guards to help prevent razor burn while being gentle on your curves.
And today, you guys are going to get 20% off your first order. Just go to athenaclub.com and use promo code GMBC. That's right. That's athenaclub.com and use promo code GMBC for 20% off.
That's athenaclub.com. You're welcome. Wild card. Call someone you admire and tell them why you appreciate them. Put on speakerphone.
Okay.
Who are you going to call?
I'm going to call Nisha.
Hopefully she answers. She got two kids.
Nope, she ain't gonna answer. Who's next? Okay. Next person is going to be Ashley. Oh, Nisha's answering. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, boo, how are you?
Good, I just got home, so I'm just unpacking.
Okay.
Yeah, how you been?
I'm good. I just wanted to tell you that I really admire you. I think that you are an amazing woman. And okay. Yeah, and that you, I'm impressed by you because everything that you do, you just fucking do it. You are willing to work through everything. You're so creative. And I know that sometimes you don't have it all together and somehow you fucking look like you do, even when I'm around and even anywhere. And that I think that you are going to be really successful in whatever you put your full attention to.
Thank you. What is this, part of like a five steps or something?
Kind of. I'm playing this card game and I got a wild card game, and it told me to call someone I admire and tell them why.
Oh, thanks, girl.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you. I that means a lot to me, especially coming from you.
I love you. I love you. I really mean all those things.
Oh, I love you too. Who are you playing this game with?
Mila?
Yeah.
Mila.
Hi.
Mila and the podcast.
Oh, okay. I'm over here, like, crying now.
Oh, babe. I love you. You really are. You're so amazing. And I saw your YouTubes. Like, you are the shit. You're
really
the shit.
Do everything great.
I've seen you start so many different businesses and do every single one, like, super well. Like, not half-assed. And
thank you.
You are incredible. And you're a good-ass mom.
Thank you so much. That means so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, now I can continue doing laundry.
Okay. Love you.
Love you.
Okay, love you too.
Give the babies a kiss for me. Bye.
I will.
Bye. Oh, I'm going to cry. I love my friend. Oh, I love her. I really do. Okay. We aren't really strangers.
Oh, my God. Is it my turn?
Yeah, I guess.
No, you.
Oh, okay. It. Sorry. How can you become a better person?
How can I become a better person? I could become a better person probably by giving less of myself to some things. I could probably prioritize myself and the things that are my priorities better. I think that would make me a better person. Also, I could go to therapy.
Okay.
Stop avoiding the work.
Cool.
It's my turn? Okay. Mm-hmm. What question are you trying to answer most in your life right now? Mm-hmm. Okay, level two.
How do I make all of my efforts fruitful? Back to the affirmation of today. Like, how do I make everything that I'm doing worth it all? Because sometimes I feel disconnected from my from the work that I'm doing, because sometimes I feel like I get in these weird modes where I'm like, what am I working so hard for? Just go live in the jungle. This is pointless. You'll find wealth and health and so much more there. And then I'm like, no, but I really fucking like what I do. And I like working hard and I like creating and I like collaborating and I like the accolades of my success. I like unlocking, you know, things that I thought I couldn't do, manifesting things with you and seeing how they fucking just boom happen, you know? Well, that's the answer.
Oh, what question are you trying to answer most in your life?
Right, oh, yeah. Now? How do I make all those things happen? Finish the sentences. Strangers would describe me as blank. Only I know that I am blank.
Strangers would describe me as... I think I'm an open book. I was going to say... an extrovert. Only I would know that I am... have stage fright.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, I don't really think you have stage fright, but I know that you think you do.
I do.
I think that you actually perform really well under pressure, but I think that...
It's not that I don't have stage fright. It's that I push past it to engage. I'm like, I'm so scared. And anyway. Reminder. Be more interested in understanding others than being understood.
Be more interested in understanding others than being understood.
At this point in my life, I feel like expect to be misunderstood and be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, like expect to be misunderstood and be at peace with it.
You know what? I had this dream last night and I told my mom about it because she was in it. And it felt so real because it is like a feeling that I have had to work through with her, and feeling like whatever I'm doing is not impressive or it's not enough.
For your mom?
Mm-hmm. And in the dream, I had this dream that like she called me or she texted me, and there's this girl that I know who I've known her since middle school. She's a dermatologist. She's getting married. She's like super successful. She's like at Aspen. It's really me. I'm looking at her life on Instagram and I'm like, wow, she's killing it. And my mom texted me, was like, Erica, why couldn't you have been more like, and she's a doctor too. She's like, doctor, I'm not going to put her last name, but Dr. Blank, you know, maybe if you'd stayed at that school that you wanted to leave, like you'd be farther along in your career and like have a respectable career. That's literally was the dream. And I was like, so distraught and hurt and angry, and felt like, but also felt this rush of like, I'm gonna prove you, I'm proving you wrong. I was doing a project, and I was like, this project has to be amazing because it's gonna just, and I was, but I was also like very hurt. And I told my mom about it today because I was like, I had this dream, and she's like, you know that I don't feel that way, right? Like, I'm so proud of you.
I'm happy you told her that you had this random dream. That's like, big.
Yeah, she's like, I'm so proud of you, I'm so like, you are amazing. Like, and I was like, maybe that's the dream I needed to have because I needed to hear that.
Right.
And then for to hear that question or that reminder is affirming. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What was that again? Wait, see, read it again.
Be more interested in understanding others than being understood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what that nice said. Expect to be misunderstood. Expect not to be understood, and accept that and be okay with it.
And, you know, I've also been feeling like really empowered in where we are, but also there's times where I feel insecure about what we do when dating. Like, I feel like, not insecure, but I'm like, are you okay with this? Like, I want to make sure you're okay with this. Like, because whoever, like this person that I'm talking to, I'm like, I find myself cringing if he listens. And I'm like, why do I cringe? This is my, like, what I do. Like, yeah, listen to that shit. Listen to me talk. That's, I want you to be like, yes, my bitch, that's my bitch.
Right.
You right. know? But also there's part of me is like, is it too much? Am I too much?
Are you going to ask me later to like tone down a little bit?
Like, yeah. So, ooh, did you hear my stomach? Mm-hmm. Wow, jeez. I'm still working through insecurities, guys. So,
as we all are, babe, we're human.
When you're asked, how are you? How often do you actually answer truthfully?
Probably like 20% of the time.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'm answering honestly because I think I am programmed to be okay. I'm programmed to be good. Like, I'm programmed that everything is working out in its best favor. And I'm also the type of person is like, someone has it way worse than you. Like, what you're complaining about is small, and like everything. And I talk myself down a lot. Like, you are good. Everything's fine. You're healthy. You know, like, this is good. So I'm not the type of person who kind of acknowledges a lot of like background shit, because my focus is always that I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even today when I called you, I was like, are you okay? And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, why are you lying? I was like, why are you lying? And you were like, no, I just, and then you told me what happened. And I was like, I could feel that there was like something.
I just had an attitude.
I know,
morning.
But I just felt like there was something, but I was like, I'm sure you were good. I'm just saying, like, I know that there's been times where you've said you were good and you're not good. And I have to be like, bitch, are you good?
Right. Be my psychic witch friend. Like, you're lying. And then I'm like, you're right. Fuck, I'm a mess. Should we do a couple level threes since we're going to wrap this up?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just, wow, because we are really strangers, really works.
Yeah. So level three is, what is it?
Reflection.
Reflection.
God, I don't think I really wanted to. Why did I do this? I was better off in connection. okay. Reflection. How would you describe, did we do this one already? How would you describe me to a stranger?
Mm-mm.
Okay, how would you describe me to a stranger?
Fun, smart, nurturing, and wild.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, it's your turn.
What about me surprised you the most?
That you're a little wild too. I didn't know that about you at first.
Why is that surprising?
I don't know. I think, honestly, it wasn't surprising. I didn't really know you that well. But I think when we started this podcast, whatever point in your life I think you did shift to be more open. And I don't think, I've been told that from friends of yours.
That I shifted to be more open?
Yeah. Since like the beginning of the podcast.
Oh yeah. Well, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe like even I was like surprised to hear that, or maybe that you have it all together, you know, like prior to me being your like close friend, I also thought that you were like getting married. Everything was perfect. You had like your rapper boyfriend, fiance, you're going to Jamaica to get married, you know, like you were living out the dream. Like you had it all. You have a good, cool job. You're traveling the world. Like, you know, people, we have these perceptions and like what we think people are going through, like you have that doctor in your dream. And it's just like, just because, you know, everybody's going through their own shit. Yeah. No one really has it together.
No, it's true. I think that like, I feel like I was pretty wild most of my life. I think even in my relation, when I started dating my baby daddy, we still had a lot of fun. Like, I mean, yeah, he's a rapper. Like, we were going to parties. We were, like, you know, having drunken nights, I guess. I think I've just, but I think within my limitations. And then also, I don't know. I guess to most of my friends, I feel like I was the wild friend of my group. Even though I'm not even, I guess I'm not like as wild as maybe like maybe our levels of wild, on the spectrum. You're like you'd far fall farther down.
I don't know why this is true because we do really similar shit.
I know,
but even when we started hanging out, like my friends who are like mostly my friends,
but your friends didn't know me.
Yeah,
that's the craziest part of all. Because like one of your friends said I had like said something about like my I remember they said this I had really bad acne or some shit like that. And I was like, what are they talking about? Are they talking about the same person? Do they know me?
One of my friends, sometimes I would tell them like maybe the things that we would do together and like, really? I wouldn't see Erica doing that. I'm like, oh, but I could, you see me doing it.
Maybe that was just some projecting onto you.
I mean, or perception.
Perception too.
Perception is crazy.
I guess if you look at my Instagram, it looks like, I don't know, like what you would perceive. Maybe differently now than then. But I just find that interesting because I've always felt like the wild friend.
Okay.
But that's interesting that you didn't think that I was.
I mean, obviously, that's why we started the podcast, because you told me that story about the couple. What would be the perfect gift for me?
A really delicious meal somewhere.
My favorite thing.
A fancy date.
Good food. I love dates.
Yeah, you're not really into like material things like that. So I feel like a vacation and an all expense paid trip.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's all true.
Yeah, you'd like that.
Yeah.
You like that?
That's true.
Give your partner a hug, not the crappy kind, a warm, fluffy one.
Oh.
I love
you so much. Well, me and Erica hug a lot. I think we were hugging in the office one day and her stepdad was there. Was like, is everything okay? We're like, yeah, just hugging. He's like, okay. Like fucking lesbians. Mid-date hugs. What do you admire most about me? Did you get that?
What do you admire most about you? I think we asked this on our friend, on our podcast episode with,
Fran and Jade.
I admire your capacity for love, like to love and care. Truly, like I do. Like you are, and you are a light. Like, and it's so admirable, and to see how people trust you and flock to you, and like, and how you have this balance of being able to nurture all of them, where they all feel cared for. I'm like, I don't know how you do it. Like, and you do it well, and somehow you still have energy.
I'm a Cancer.
It's crazy.
It's my motherly energy. But I can only have one child. I have so many children in life.
Based on what you learned about me, what book would you recommend I read?
Because I'm the fucking bookspert. Let me tell you from my library of books. The book that would be best fitting for you, Erica, is right here. Aisle 3.
Aisle 3? With the grocery store? I could pick another one.
Okay, please do. Yeah. The Alchemist.
That's like everyone's book.
I love that book. Oh, I also, did you read The Celestine Prophecy?
Mm-mm.
I want you to read that one too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So should I not read this?
You and everyone else.
Okay. What about me is hardest for you to understand?
You be moody. You're moody. I don't think anyone understands a moody ass bitch. Not this week. But I'm moody, but I'm not that moody. And that's why everybody's moodiness. I'm like, I don't have time for this today. I don't know. What's wrong with you? You don't know? Me either. I don't understand it. And I'm like, people just be moody, Jamila. I'm like, you need to be moody. So that's why I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with my attitude. I don't even know how to be moody appropriately. Like, I don't know. I feel weird saying it. Should we do the final card?
Should we do it? Okay.
Okay. Since we can wrap up for our next recording.
Sure.
Okay.
The final card that you pull, we are supposed to read it.
Wait, I just want to ask one more. There's one more. We could both answer it.
Okay.
What am I most qualified to give advice about?
Wow.
I think everyone should know this.
Well, what are you the most qualified to give advice about?
Yeah. I think you're the most qualified to give advice about balance. I mean, yeah.
Balance?
I mean, boundaries.
Really?
Oh, boundaries.
Okay. Boundaries.
You're good at boundaries.
You are the most qualified to give advice about, I feel like, understanding the society's, basically what the podcast is about, like unlearning societal norms. You have a beautiful way of like explaining why things should be looked at from both perspectives or from many different perspectives. And when I hear you talk about it, you talk about it always so eloquently, and you just like rolls off your tongue. I'm like, bitch, did you study that?
Shut up.
I'm like, how did you know how to describe nature and why people are attracted and
also, scientist.
Mama's flowers and why the kids should all know what weed is. Yeah, I think that you're really, you know how to just describe, like, I guess, like, the nuances and polarity of life itself.
Wow, thank you.
You are a philosopher.
Kind. It makes me feel very philosophist.
You are Socrates, my love.
Socrates Jamila, you can call me. I've changed my name.
Okay, so the final card for this game, we are supposed to read and then write a note to one another about it and exchange the notes and then read them when we're not together.
Okay, but since we're not going to do that, we're going to just say it.
Okay.
Since we don't follow directions, no way. Okay, this is exactly what you just said.
What?
It just says each player write a message to the other, fold and exchange. Open only once you two have parted. We clearly only played this game today.
Okay, so we just have to write. Okay, well, yeah, we'll write the message and then we'll post it.
Okay, we'll post it.
We'll post it and you'll know what we're talking about.
This is fun.
This was fun.
I was skeptical. I was like, oh, God, I'd go deep. But I had fun. I recommend this. This is not an ad.
Yeah, this is not an ad at all. We've just had May actually gave us these cards and we've been sitting on them for a while. And I've reposted a lot of their memes on Instagram because they just be speaking to me.
I know you guys have seen them. They're always on my feed. Like two people looking at each other in a brick room, looks like they're in New York or something. Mm-hmm. And they're always getting real deep. So if you're in a relationship or you're with your friends, for sure, play this game.
This is, yeah, I want to play.
We might need to get drunk and play this with all our friends.
I know.
Okay, I think this is good.
Check out We're Not Really Strangers. Well, guys, thank you for joining us. We love you. We hope that you are having a great week and that you have rated and reviewed our podcast because
we're not really strangers. We're your friends.
We're your friends. Go leave your friends some reviews on Apple Podcasts. Hit that 5-star rating, baby. And what else? That's it?
You know, email us.
We need horries. Yeah. Send us some horries. We need horries. We need, if you guys have any topics you want us to discuss, please share them, DM us. You can email us at production@goodmomsbadchoices.com. And in the title, put suggestions, questions, horries.
We'd love that. We answer advice questions because we're expert advice givers. We'll read your horries, even anonymously. Your horries are your horror stories. And yeah, engage with us. We be running out of ideas. So help a bitch out.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Suspiro en la noche. Solo puedo recordar la luz de la calle, de las estrellas, como bailamos en la gran ciudad.